It's Chad and Evan Daly with material from Chad and Evan's live show on 104.9 The Wolf.
Good weekend for Canadian hockey teams in the NHL in the playoffs, other than the Leafs, of course. But that's... The Leaf fans are used to that. Boston, eh? I gotta tell you, man. A lot of fun hockey to watch, too. It was a lot of fun to sit down and watch hockey like it was football this weekend. And yesterday, good day for the Jets. High scoring game, 7-6 up against Colorado. That was a fun game to watch. I didn't stay up and watch Vancouver and Nashville, but Vancouver pulled through and beat Nashville as well. So I think we're all. I don't really have it. Like I'm a Vegas Golden Knights fan. Yes, I am, but I still want a Canadian team to win. You know that it's enough already. It's enough of this drought. It's driving me nutty. So tonight you'll get the Leafs will have a chance to get some redemption up against the Bruins, and then the one that a lot of people will be watching, especially around here, the Oilers and Kings. And tomorrow morning we will either have a very jovial Evan or one grumpy Gus.
Chad and Evan Daly.
Who would have figured the Cybertruck is a piece of junk? The truck that purchasers, buyers waited forever to get, forever and ever to get, and then paid huge money to put it in their driveway and their garage. They're finding that if you just do something as simple as run those babies through a car wash, they can cause issues. There have been reports that when a Cybertruck goes through the car wash, they shut down. Yeah, sure, they're bulletproof, allegedly. And sure, you know, they're made of steel, but they can't, they're nothing when it comes to water. Oh, those, like, I mean, you face it, yeah, like, I get it. They're basically giant computers, and you're rolling them through the water, but come on, man. All vehicles are giant computers now. Like, what is going on with these Cybertrucks? Here's what I'm learning, all right? Never take a vehicle and construct it out of stainless steel. It's like nobody remembers the DeLorean. It was great in Back to the Future, but it was horrible everywhere else.
Chad and Evan Daly.
Okay, so the Colorado Rockies were flying from Denver to Toronto to take on the Blue Jays. And their hitting coach, Hensley Mullins, I don't know what, like all of a sudden he's just like, I want to see inside the cockpit of this plane. So the pilots actually let him go into the cockpit mid-flight and actually sit in one of the seats while the plane was in autopilot. And that's a big no-no. Big FAA no-no. You don't let people in the cockpit while the plane is flying. You know, you'll often see kids, children, will get to go and look at the cockpit before they take off. You know, to put their mind at ease, to welcome them to an airplane, to welcome them to the flying experience. But not a grown man who has no flying experience in the seat of a 757. At one point, they say he even faked pushing down on the flight controls to be like, ha-ha, we're going down. Man, if I were a passenger on that plane and I saw this guy just randomly go into the cockpit and sit down, and I'd be a little concerned, I'd be a little worried. And also, what grown man says, I like EB pilot too. Like, I want to see the cockpit. You're an adult, all right? You've seen the cockpit. You see it when you walk in. Just take a look off to the left or awkwardly after everybody claps when the plane lands and you walk up and the pilot's sitting there waiting for his kudos, which is always kind of weird.
Chad and Evan Daly.
There's a lot of debate over how long a work week should be. There are lots of countries like Iceland or Belgium, United Arab Emirates, that are all going to, you know, four-day work weeks. They're piloting that. They're like, we should try this out. And it seems to be going pretty well. I mean, there's even been thoughts here in Canada of going toward a four-day work week, which I'm all for. I think a lot of people are, as long as their paychecks don't go down, I suppose. But in South Korea, it's a little bit different. Samsung is asking all executives to start working 6-day work weeks. And it's not optional. It's mandatory. They need to work the normal Monday to Friday. And then they have to pick either Saturday or Sunday to come into work as well. Because they say they need to make all-out efforts to avoid and overcome this crisis. And what's that crisis? They've fallen short of expectations in 2023. If I were an employee of Samsung, I would be saying, please reevaluate your definition of the word crisis. Falling short of a 12% increase in profits is not a crisis. Like that to me is crazy. Oh, I'm sorry. You didn't sell quite as many cell phones or TVs last year. Oh, I'm sorry. You only made $1.5 billion in profit, and you didn't make $1.7 billion in profit. That's a crisis, and I need to come into work on the weekend. Honestly, these guys they're getting crazy, and I'm not talking about Samsung. I'm talking about corporations in general are getting crazier and crazier by the day.
Chad and Evan Daly.
I am fully aware we do not play Taylor Swift, okay? But I want to acknowledge the phenomena that is Taylor Swift. Here's why. I have said several times throughout my life that no band, no group, no individual will ever be as big as the Beatles. Ever. It will not happen. It's not possible. There's no dedication from fans like that anymore. It does not exist. I think I was wrong. There is potential here, and I know I'm going to get killed over this, but there is potential here for Taylor Swift to be as big as the Beatles, if she is not as big as the Beatles already. Here's another argument for that case. Her new album, The Tortured Poets Department, was dropped on Friday. And she actually did it in kind of a brilliant way. She releases the initial album. Here's 16 songs for your kids to put on repeat in your SUV as you drive around all weekend and drive you nuts. Here are 16 songs. And then a few hours later, oh wait, I've got 15 more songs. And then drops another 15 songs. That's somewhat brilliant. Because you don't make money off of albums anymore. Taylor Swift knows that. I mean, music is music. She makes all of her money off of touring. So now if she doesn't want to, she doesn't have to release another album for 5 years. And she's fine. She's good. And maybe that's what she's going to do. She'll just tour off this now. And she actually set a record. Not shockingly. She broke the Spotify record for most streamed in a single day. That album, the most streamed album in a single day ever in Spotify history. Again, I know there are people that are going to say, shut up, Chad. It's Taylor Swift. Don't defend her. But it's getting harder and harder to argue against her. The numbers are there. Am I going to go listen to her? No, I'm not a Taylor Swift fan. I don't really like her music. It's just not my style. But I will fully admit that she could be as big, if not already bigger than the Beatles.
Chad and Evan Daly.
So Friday, Pearl Jam released their new album called Dark Matter. And a lot of positive reviews, a lot of outlets saying that it was just a solid, great Pearl Jam album. So I had to give it a listen for myself on Friday, and they're right. It's a solid Pearl Jam album. It competes with the rest of their catalog for sure. I mean, you look at, it's not a 10, all right? You're never going to get a Pearl Jam 10. That's not going to happen again, but it's a hell of a lot better than Gigaton, the last album. Like, far and above better. I would compare it, not to 10, not even to Verses, but I would compare it to Yield. That was a good album. To me, Yield was a solid Pearl Jam album. So if you're a Pearl Jam fan and you haven't given the new album a listen, that's what I would compare it to. And even like hit wise, I don't think this is going to be a big hit machine, the new album, but it is. It's really great. They have a good combination of slow songs versus upbeat songs. It's definitely more upbeat, maybe not content wise, but sound wise, than some of their previous albums. So I would definitely give Pearl Jam's Dark Matter a listen. I don't think you'll be disappointed unless you're not a Pearl Jam fan.
Chad and Evan Daly.
Inductees into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame have been announced, and fittingly, this guy finally going in. So Ozzy is already in with Black Sabbath. He's going in as a solo artist now. That's been announced. Other notable rock acts on the actual Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee list. This one. Foreigner's going in. That's fitting. I think Foreigner should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Also on the list. Peter Frampton. Again. Legendary. Amazing guitarist. I think definitely worthy of going into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. This one, some people are going to be like, oh, really? I like him. It's good stoner rock. So, Dave Matthews Band is going into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Now, do I think Dave Matthews Band should be in there before Iron Maiden? No, I do not. But that's just how they're doing it. Also notable inductees this year in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, in October, by the way. That's when it's going to happen. Cher is going in. That actually seems crazy to me that she's just going in. If we've inducted Madonna and all these other people in the past, Cher probably should have been in already. Kool and the Gang. Yeah, you know, celebrate good times. Come on. Uh-huh. Mary J. Blige. And A Tribe Called Quest, which is actually a great induction as well. Again, if we're inducting acts that aren't rock and roll into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, just change the name already. Another notable person missing, Sinead O'Connor, did not get inducted this year. But again, Iron Maiden.
Chad and Evan Daly.
Companies that make champagne have noticed a dramatic decrease in sales over the last year. They say it's been noticeable how much less champagne is selling worldwide. And it makes sense. They said they saw a huge uptick once people started to get outside after the pandemic. People saw a reason to celebrate. And let's face it, champagne is a good mood product. You're not going to buy champagne if you're in a bad mood, unless you want to get hammered on mimosas on a Sunday morning, which is fine. It's up to you. But they said they've noticed a huge drop in champagne sales. Let's face it, man. There's not a lot to celebrate right now, champagne companies. What are we going to do? High interest rates? The cost of living is unbearable. We're on the brink of World War III. It's definitely a deep, dank whiskey kind of time right now.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Evan Daly. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Evan. Weekdays from 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station, 104.9 The Wolf.